being in New Jersey, it's kind of hard to find a barber that's not so, you know, expensive or, you know, somebody that's a good job. I guess I've been doing pretty good the last few weeks of getting my hair cut, right, Tino?
Yes, sir.
So, gotta keep it going. I'm excited for this game Sunday, especially being Detroit from my hometown. I got my brother-in-law, Edward, you know, diehard Lions fan. Even when I got drafted, you know, he was happy. He wasn't too happy, though, because it wasn't to the Lions. But everybody back home was definitely a Lions fan.
Great day to be a Giant. Tell him, man. It's going to be a good one today. You heard it from the boss man himself.
It looks different when it's green all over the place.
Oh, tell him.
They don't get that straight.
Tell him.
Oh, the relationship with me and Snacks. It's cool, man. That's my dude. When we first found out we was picking him up and we actually signed him, I think I was one of the first persons to hit him up, you know, let him know who I am, and appreciate having him on board. But everybody know how Snacks is, you know, silly guy.
Show him, man. Show him, look.
Hey.
My dog.
I the cow is on in the jail right now. And he turned from happy to mean.
See what I do? They have a positive effect on my guys, man.
But when he get out there on the field, different animal. We look up to him. He's definitely one of the leaders on our defense and you know, doing his thing this year.
Hand off Howard. Runs right into Snacks, who gobbles him up.
Snacks said,
like a cracker.
Get in my belly.
Fast. We're doing a good job, you know, with the new group of guys we got, putting the right pieces in, different packages, getting us to affect the quarterback and win games. You know, he's putting us in the right places, so just got to continue to listen to him and stay on the same page. Us, as a unit, once we got going, you know, the sacks and the pressures started to come, and it was fun out there, you know, people getting picks. Interceptions, locking people down. But like, we still got a lot more to show people. We got Romeo and the other young guys that's, you know, stepping up big. So if we continue to get better each week, you know, win these games, it's gonna be something special. You know, I kind of pride myself on just going out there and playing hard, letting my play speak for itself. Some people might know I ain't the most vocal guy, but kind of show it out there on the field rather than talk about it, just be about it. It's my girlfriend, Audrey. Take care of everything while I'm not here. But she gets, make sure everything's in order and everything's nice and neat, so. She runs the house.
I run the house, for sure. He just eats and sits down.
Yeah, she actually is a good baker and a good cook, too.
All this stuff's going to the D-line tomorrow, so. They made weight, so now they get to eat. I bake for the guys all the time. They come over and they eat dinner. So it's nice because they can eat something homemade and, you know, I like to cook, so. The defense kind of takes some of it, but it's mainly for the D-line. OV, Snacks, Jay Bromley. This one's for JPP. He likes a whole loaf, so. We've been together 6 years. We met freshman year in college. I played softball and he played football. And when he asked me out, I was like, no. And then finally we started talking and became friends. And then that's kind of it. We've been dating ever since. My mom's side of the family is from North Jersey. So this is like home for us. So we're really excited that he's here.
When I first got here, I didn't really know anybody. You know, of course, being in New York, New Jersey was hard to get around. So I always called her cousins or her aunt, you know, because they live from they here in Jersey, so wherever I need to go or, you know, something to do, that always helped me find my way through these, you know, crazy streets and places.
Oh, I love being in New York. The food is my favorite part. We go out to eat a lot. That's like our thing that we enjoy. So we try to test different restaurants and we literally go into the city to eat. So it's like the best thing. There's always something to do, so I like that.
Oh, yeah, we had went to the Ravens game like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, she's actually a big hockey fan now that we've been here. It's always nice to go see them play. you know, be able to go to the Garden.
It's been great to see him just, like, progress. He's matured a lot, and, you know, when he's kind of like the unsung hero, so when he gets a little FaceTime or, you know, gets a little shout-out, it's kind of cool just to see that, all the hard work.
Jonathan Hankins got a piece of the arm of Josh McCown.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming over, but it's time for me to get in here and relax and get out this cold.